Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think this is a massive mistake by the New York Knicks.
I would have done it as well. I would have fired him. And I've talked about this for a while now. I said it was either Cat or Tom Thibodeau. And based on the contract and based on the commitment to Karl Anthony Towns, I thought it would be easier to get rid of Tom Thibodeau. See, there's obviously several different conversations here. And I think for me, I easily crossed the bridge of appreciating Tom Thibodeau, recognizing that he was very good, and I'll always respect him. I mean, that man is a lifelong Nick, period. End of conversation. But the other thing that I absolutely know is that he's not grown enough as a coach to keep his job for a team that wants to win a championship. I watched multiple teams destroy his team in pick and rolls. I watched multiple teams obliterate them all year from the three-point stripe. I watched multiple teams, particularly the Pacers, get up and down and score a bucket 5-4 seconds after the Knicks score. There was just too many breakdowns for me. I don't think there's a next level with Tom Thibodeau. I really never have. It hurts. It sucks. I feel for him, but it's the right move.
Okay, next level, right? And that's where, to me, you get yourself in danger here, where the Knicks come out and Leon Rose basically said it. Their one goal is to win a championship. When you start having the one goal like that, one-track mind, championship, 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 it sounds great. Mm. That's what everybody wants to hear. Yeah, go win a championship. That's not the right way to operate. How many more layers could Tom Thibodeau go? He got 2 wins from the Eastern Conference Finals. Let me put it this way. If the Knicks didn't have an all-time epic collapse in Game 1, which, by the way, wasn't Tom Thibodeau's fault, if they didn't have that collapse, do you think that they win this series against the Pacers?
Probably.
Right. And if they probably win that series, do you think Tom Thibodeau gets fired?
Unless they would have gotten swept and looked completely, you know, non-competitive, I think he probably would have been back as well. But I think that there's some stuff, but like, I think this is a lot boiling here. I don't know that it's just X's and O's. I think there's maybe some personality clashes or some unclear roles or just some, you know, some heads kind of banging against each other. I think behind the scenes, I think it's a little bit messier than anybody really knew. We focused on like the schematics for the most part. Outside of Mikal Bridges questioning the amount of minutes that he played. Remember that? When he dropped 40-something points the Portland game, he responded great to that. So that little controversy was snuffed out. I just don't think it's been as harmonized as some people think behind the scenes.
That might be true, and there were some seeds that were planted, whether it's Zerbiak, whether it is the guys, you know, bickering on the bench or whatever. You heard about the stuff with Bridges, with Hart, with Karl Anthony Towns. But is that all of a sudden Tom Thibodeau's fault? Or is that maybe the new players that they brought in? Like, who the hell's Mikal Bridges to be calling the shots? Karl Anthony Towns? What? The way he played? He's not Patrick Ewing. If Patrick Ewing said something, I'd stand by it.
No, he did when he got Don Nelson fired.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bingo. Did. And he was right. Don Nelson was a fool with the New York Knicks. He didn't know what he was doing here with the Knicks, and Van Gundy was better. Jalen Brunson is the leader of this team. He's the captain of this team. What do they have to say about Tom Thibodeau? So I'm not disagreeing that there might have been some bickering and some confusion, but they made Tibbs the focal point of the blame. They made him the scapegoat. That's why I think it's a major mistake.
I got that. And I've heard that a lot. I think that's a fairly common reaction because Tom Thibodeau is incredibly respected. It's not like he was some schlep who was lazy, didn't win, you know, punched the clock. Like, I think we all know, I think, some of his obvious coaching limitations, which, by the way, became, for me, more and more clear in the last year or so as the NBA really fully changed. He just didn't or can't adapt. But I don't think there's a single Knicks fan who's not appreciative and not very aware that this guy had his hard hat on 15 hours a day. There's never, he's not playing golf. He's not out late. He's not, you know, he's not, he was, I don't know that you could be more committed to your job than Tom Thibodeau, which to me, while that's a very good compliment, and I want to make sure that I recognize that, particularly today, that's also more evidence for me, Sal, that there's not a next level. Because if you're that immersed in your job, and I know that he is, scouring film, talking to people, trying to implement stuff, and it looked worse and worse and worse and worse, I got to look at you and I got to say, unfortunately, that you're not the right coach to lead this team forward. I stand by it. I believe it with every sense and every ounce of my basketball sensibility. He's just not a championship coach. He's almost 70. Where's the evidence that he is?
Because he didn't win a title?
Yeah.
Andy Reid was not a championship coach until he went to Kansas City, and now he's one of the great coaches ever.
Yeah, but in football,
it's a little... In Philadelphia, they were saying the same thing. How's it different?
Well, because you can't win in the NFL a Super Bowl without a quarterback. That's historically proven.
Well, where what about
the Raptors won without an all-time great player. I mean, there's been some more
Kawhi
examples
Leonard,
in the NBA.
I mean, you're talking about star players. Well, look at Tom Thibodeau's star players. I agree with you on that. They need a star player. So what, Mike Malone is a better head coach?
I don't think he's getting the job.
Oh, I'm just saying, is he a better head coach because he won a championship? I can make the argument that he's worse than Tibbs because he's failed more often than not with the best player in the world. Where Tom Thibodeau has Jalen Brunson, turned him into a superstar, and Carl Anthony Towns, who was a losing player.
Yeah, well done with the little hesitation there. I got you. All right, so we all know Tom Thibodeau. What's his background?
What is his background?
Well, defense.
I play defense,
yeah,
right? Is there anybody? Now, this to me is what you have to ask yourself. And I'm not trying to convince anybody, honestly, but if you're not sure, did they do the right thing? Did they overreact? What's behind this? And again, we'll flush all through it. But if you're not really sure, ask yourself the simple question. Offensive or defense? We all know it's defense. You can't stop the pick and roll. You can't stop transition. You can't stop three-point shooting. What can you stop?
But they were a good defensive team with Tom Thibodeau.
Well, but they weren't
like
as good.
As recently as last year.
I know, but Sal, the NBA's changed a lot. And here's the other problem with Tom Thibodeau. What you hang your hat on forever, and that is a defensive acumen and prowess and, you know, all those things that are without compromise. You're playing defense or you're not playing for me. And I love that he's got that old school gene to him. But to me, as his defensive whatever kind of regressed a little, there's not an ounce of offensive innovation in that man's body. And when I look at that, I'm like, all right, he's not bringing the offense, that's for sure. And the defense isn't what it was. I'm willing to take the chance. Now, I'm also very aware that this could lead to a massive regression and another dark chapter in Knicks history. I'm willing to take that chance because I don't think he's a championship coach. And before I die, I'd like to win a championship.
Right, but how many coaches have they gone through that haven't even been good coaches, let alone championship? That's my point. I give you credit, and I give the Knicks credit for being proactive, right? And we could get into the reasons why they made this move, who made the move, all that. We will do
There's
that.
There's a lot. We will.
Okay. But they clearly made this move, and along with that thinking that they believe. They said it. I mean, Leon Rose came out and said it. We want a championship.
Well, he wrote it. And by the way, Leon, can you speak to your fans? It is appalling. I don't mean to jump on it. I don't want to lose that thought. It is appalling that the New York Knicks, and I'm really defending Tom here, cannot put themselves in front of a camera, and I don't mean with an orchestrated interview by Mike Breen or Alan Hahn, and I like both of them, and it's not their fault, to look the Knicks fan in the eye and to also show Tom Thibodeau the respect rather than some, you know, some words that mean nothing on a sheet of paper. Like, I don't understand why the Knicks, and I love what they've done the last couple of years, but the way they comport themselves in times of stress or in times of confusion, it's really unacceptable. No other team should be able to get away with that. It's nonsense. Tom Thibodeau deserves better. Tom Thibodeau at least deserved to see Leon Rose in front of a mic with 20 or 50 reporters asking him questions and getting legit answers. And he hid. And I'll tell you what, Stephen A. Smith said it best. He called him a coward. That is a cowardly move by the Knicks to hide. They ducked and they hid and they didn't show Tom Thibodeau the respect that, and I said that he should be fired, that he earned. He earned more than that. That was weak by the Knicks.
But how do we know that they're not going to?
Because they never speak to us.
I understand that they never do, but it was the day of. They made the decision yesterday. Obviously, somebody had to release some kind of statement.
They're not going to have a press conference. Take it to the bank. The first time we'll see, I promise, Leon Rose on the garden floor, Mike Breen. But again, that's a different topic. I just had to say that because that is ridiculous.
Now I forgot what I was saying.
Well, we disagree. Yeah. You really think that the Knicks made a mistake?
Yeah, but there was something else that I was going to get to. When you're talking about firing him because you don't singularly believe he could be the guy that could win you a championship, that's a very fine line. He is a guy that has been proven to build programs up and forget about even what he did prior, although that's a part of his resume. We saw firsthand what he did here when the endless guys that they hired, endless, for 20 years, 25 years, since Jeff Van Gundy walked out the building. Guy after guy comes in, great coach, great resume, historic guy, Phil Jackson, Larry Brown, Mike Woodson, Fizdale, first-time guys, Derek Fisher, Jeff Hornacek, all these guys. And they were awful! You finally found a guy that built this thing up the right way, had a sustained, successful team. That should be the goal. Not chasing a championship. Yes, we all know it's about a championship, obviously, but it starts with having sustained success. That's what Thibodeau built. Now they're getting away from it for the singular reason, in their words, to win a championship. You better hire somebody who is a no doubt about it, bona fide championship head coach. And I don't see Phil Jackson available. Not that I want him at this point. I don't see Pat Riley coming here to coach this team. Uh-huh. Where is that guy?
Well, they better have that answer. And I think that that's one of the many things that we need to probe deeper into. I'm with you on that. Like, if this was an impulsive, you know, just response by James Dolan, which I don't think it was, by the way, from him. I think this really was Leon Rose.
We can get to that. Yeah.
I know for sure. But if like it was like an old George Steinbrenner, middle of the night, send this guy to AAA Columbus because he made an error in the seventh inning against the Texas Rangers. I mean, that is just ridiculous. That is childish and that is unacceptable. That's not what this was. I also don't believe that, and use the term, and they did as well, chasing championships. See, to me, chasing championships is throwing bad money at players who are either done or not it. There's a fine line between having a coach who's really good and saying he's not good enough to win a championship. That's my fine line. And I own it, and I live by it, and I don't think he's that guy. And I'm well on the record going back basically this entire year, okay? But I also think that when you do have a built-in infrastructure at this point, all because of Tom Thibodeau, no doubt, props. I do believe that when you recognize internally that you've got the wrong coach to win the championship, it's different than chasing a championship. You know what I mean? It is a recalibration, it is an awakening, and it is a reaction to the horrendous coaching job that Tom Thibodeau did in Game 1 of the Pacers series in many instances this year where I'm watching this team and I'm saying, Jesus Christ, can you get a stop? Can you get a stop? Can you run back on defense? Can you protect the rim? I don't need to yell all day about it. I'm sorry. I'll probably start yelling about something else later. Bottom line is this. I love that guy. And I hate that it came to this. And that man is a Knick for life. And there will be always universal, massive respect toward that man. Right move.
And they'll love him even more once the failure comes following, when nobody ends up winning a championship. Something that hasn't happened since 1973. BT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sal, on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Adam is in South Jersey starting us off. What's up, Adam?
Oh, my God. BT, you couldn't be wrong. More wrong than you are now. And I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Okay.
For 25 years, I watched garbage, hot garbage, with everyone they threw out there. They didn't know how to do anything right. They had no culture. Or core problems. Let me tell you what Tibbs did. Not only did he come in and first establish culture, then he made them a good team. Then he made them a contender and made them relevant. And this is a knee-jerk reaction to losing to a team they felt they should beat. And the biggest point about this is something Sal just said. Unless you already know Mike Malone is coming.
He's not.
Unless you have it in your back pocket, you are beat. You are not getting someone better, and this team will regress.
Well,
and this is my final point on this one, second before you retort to me.
Go ahead.
Call Anthony Towns. Is it Thibodeau's fault that he plays no defense?
No. No, it's not.
Sorry, Adam.
It's not. But I don't know that he was deployed properly, and that could be Tom, and that would be Tom Thibodeau's fault, but I'll let true basketball coaches determine that. All I know is I've said it a million times, three-point line, protecting the rim, transition defense, pick and roll. I mean, I can't give you four more basic staples of, forget about NBA, high school defense, and the Knicks against the Pacers, at least, were deplorable in every aspect. Now, there is a difference between dating somebody and marrying somebody. Generally, you date somebody because you think you might love them, or, well, I mean, if you stay with them for a little bit, and I might fall in love with them, I could be in love with them, I might want to marry them, I might want to have children with them, and then something happens, you're like, nah, not for me, for whatever reason, okay? The awakening, the realization occurs, could be 6 months in, could be six dates in, could be 6 years in, all right? But when you marry somebody, that is an acknowledgement of, that person is perfect for me. Even with their imperfections, because we all have them, that person is perfect for me. And up until now, Tom Thibodeau has been the perfect coach for the Knicks because he does everything and he implemented everything that we were begging them to implement. Accountability, toughness, defense, and culture. There's an expiration point on that for me.
Mark is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Mark?
Guys, I told myself after the Knicks lost I was going to take a few weeks from calling. You know I bring a lot of energy to it, but here we go. That didn't last too long. BT, we agree a lot, but I've actually never agreed with you more. I totally agree with you. You have to – I know it doesn't make great radio to fall in the middle, but I've kind of fallen in the middle here where I agree with the move. And I think anyone who's vehemently against it one way or the other doesn't understand. Even if you like Thibodeau, you have to realize there's an expiration date on it. Even if you hate Thibodeau, you have to understand the great things he did. At the end of the day, you know, I think it was the right move. And you know why I think it was the right move? Because of Leon Rose. Everyone keeps saying Thibodeau's what changed our culture. Thibodeau's the guy. And he is. He was a great coach. I'm not taking away from him. But who hired him?
Yep.
Who's the guy who has brought this all together? I trust Leon. So when we all say, well, look at the last 30 years and how our coaches have been then, I'm not worried about Mike Budenholzer. I'm not worried about, or not Mike Budenholzer.
Derek Fisher.
I'm not worried about Jeff Hornacek.
Phil.
Oh, don't give me that. That's irrelevant right now. I'm talking about Leon Rose has steered the ship. And just a quick tidbit. There's two guys I trust more than anybody NBA, Ian Begley and Stephon Bond. And if you listen to them, it sounds like it won't be the flashy move, which I agree with. You look at the trends in the NBA, whether it's Kenny Atkinson, whether it's Chris Finch. I don't even know
Mazzulla.
The guy in OKC, his name. Mazzulla. I don't even know the guy in OKC's name. It's not the flashy moves. I've heard it's not going to be I'm forgetting the guy's name in Denver.
Malone.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's going to be Malone either. I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be Malone.
It can't be Van Gundy.
Yeah.
It can't be Jay Wright. You don't need to have the big name. Guys, I appreciate that.
Thank you for the call, Mark. If that's the case, right, you don't need to have the big name, and I'm fine with that. You don't need to have the big name. Then how are you exactly, Where's the proof that the next guy you hire is going to be a championship head coach? They didn't talk about program building. They didn't talk about sustained success. They didn't talk about making this roster better. And to me, the real reason why Tibbs got fired is because of Carl Anthony Towns. And that's the bigger issue. Carl Anthony Towns isn't the guy. So I don't care if you resuscitate Red Holtzman. He's not making Carl Anthony Towns a championship player. So how am I supposed to believe when they say championship that Johnny Bryant is going to be that guy to make the Knicks a championship team?
You want the honest answer? There's no way to know that right now, 10:20 in the morning the day after they just fired Tom Thibodeau. There's no way. That is why, ultimately, this will be graded out once the move is made and once we see what they look like in terms of whatever the new coach implements differently. I know we want the answer now. For me, the only thing that I can react to is, and this has been my position really for a while with Tom Thibodeau, is do I think he's a championship coach? And my answer is, and not just today, you guys know this, it has always been no. And I've said many times, I'm very aware of this, like when somebody's going to be 70, oh, a guy on the radio saying this guy should be gone because he's almost 70. I've never said that. What I pointed out is that the older you get and the more evidence on your resume that you're something that I don't think you are, it kind of supports the move that you can do something different. So I fully agree with the firing and moving on from Tom Thibodeau, though I have great respect for him. I really do, and I feel badly for him. But I'll tell you what, the next move better work out. Otherwise, the screaming that I was doing before, everybody else is going to be doing the screaming in a different direction.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.